It's time for the Podcateer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podcateer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Kindly step all the way in, please.
Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 14 of the Podcateer Podcast. Today's episode is going to be somewhat similar to last week, except that this week I'm going to be concentrating on Paul Frees. Now, Paul Frees is well known as the ghost host at the Haunted Mansion. And to those of you that can remember it, he was also the narrator of Monsanto's Mighty Microscope. He did a lot of other things, but those are probably the two things that he is best known for. And I'm going to be playing some audio from both of them. Now, I was able to locate on YouTube some voice tracks that he recorded for both rides that were never used. They're kind of interesting to listen to how a professional puts together stuff. Kind of makes you wonder why they chose some of the things they chose and didn't choose others. It sounded pretty good to me. So we'll be playing that. I'm recording this before I've actually decided what all I'm going to put out here. I have literally hundreds of hours of park audio that I have recorded over the years and never used. As you know, there was a long lull in the show between episode 8 and 9 or 9 and 10, somewhere in there, of several years. And I was doing another podcast for a basketball team, and I just didn't have time to do the Podcateer podcast. But all the while during that time period, I kept planning on starting the show back up, and I kept recording park audio. And I've still got all that park audio, and it's a shame because some of it is really good, and I want to use it. It isn't all the binaural stuff, because it wasn't until the last year or so that I picked up the microphones that enabled me to do the better audio. But it's not bad. It's, as I said, it's not quite up to that standard, but it's still good audio. And I'm going to use some of that out here on the show. It's just a shame to let it go to waste. I've got some stuff I used on another show, but I don't believe I used it all. It was the Tiki Room audio from the 45th anniversary show, the Tiki Room. I might put that back out here. Now that I think I've got a few more people listening, I believe I've got 16 people listening. I'm hoping eventually we can get this up a little bit. I'm making a couple of deals with some people to get my promo on their podcast, and they're a pretty popular podcast, so I'm hoping that'll help get a few more people out here listening to the show. But the few of you that are listening, I really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy what I put out here. And I hope you continue to enjoy it and tell your friends and get them out here listening to it also. As I said, the show has morphed into something a little different than it started out. As I mentioned before, I intended originally when I started the show to do a toy and collectible type podcast because that's my other hobby is collecting toys. But it didn't do it for me. And I realized that what I really enjoyed about the park was the history. So that's why I keep shoveling all these old antique files out here for you to listen to. Hopefully I'm not the only one that enjoys that. hopefully you are getting some enjoyment out of it. So, I think I've rattled on long enough here. As you may have noticed, I don't normally write my intro ahead of time. I just kind of wing it. I like the way that works. I'll record the intro several times before I finally get one that I like. I just like doing it better that way. I don't like the way it sounds when I write it. I wrote the intro to Thurl Ravenscroft last week's episode, and you could tell. I mean, you could tell it was something I was reading. And I just don't do that very well. I'm not a professional by any, as I'm sure I don't have to tell you, by any stretch of the imagination, but I think I have a gift for gab, so to speak, so hopefully I can make this work just, as I said, winging it. So anyway, without rattling on anymore, I think you've heard enough of me for at least for a little while. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play some audio of Paul Frees going through almost every voice that he ever did. It is well worth listening to. I found it on YouTube. I have no idea who put it together, but whoever did it did a wonderful job. It is a great collage of Paul Frees's work. And when you listen to it, you're gonna be surprised by some of the voices that he did. So this is well worth listening to. And you might want to set your recorder to this spot so you know where to pull this out of. This is well worth saving. So here we go.
We proudly present Paul Frees.
I'm the rain drawn up from the sea and showered down upon the western mountains. I am fog and mist and 1,000,000,000 dewdrops falling, falling, falling.
You will watch man pit his courage against the cunning of man-eating tigers, killer whales, and deadly birds of prey.
Shell No Pest Strips helps protect your family from flies and mosquitoes up to 4 full months.
Gowns from Paris, lords from London, the kings and queens of Hollywood.
If anybody knows what Ella Fitzgerald sounds like, it's her old friend Count Basie.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Carnegie Hall, where we are presenting Cantata for Cornflakes. Tonight,
summer 1946. One Atlas battery starts 10 cars. Another pulls 15 cars on battery power alone. Because everybody knows nutty peanuts make great-tasting peanut butter.
If you have no objection to dining in a rather more important boxcar, please join us for dinner tonight.
1955, all over America, leftover lunch meat goes stale. 1965, lunch meat is still hard to keep fresh once it's opened. 1975,
Cap'n Crunch, brought to you by the friendly folks at Quaker.
Detergents alone cannot do what I do. So know my name and learn my lessons well.
Really? Under a microscope, watch these shirts get washed with and without the hottest place in America. The hottest month in the year. Death Valley in July. That's what makes his rice dishes so original. Here's New Harvest. Rice with corn, carrots, and cheese.
They're in your grocer's freezer. But watch out for the waffle whiffer.
Once upon a time, there was an ant and a grasshopper. The ant worked day and night, never enjoying himself.
Look at Mother Smile. She knows Johnson's Wax will do what Junior couldn't do.
So, with willing housewives as accomplices, the notorious Dirt Brothers moved in.
But if you tried it, you know, you'd really like it. It's good for you.
And the tortoise and the hare, both of them following each other.
George of the Jungle is brought to you by Fractured Flickers.
Pittsburgh Paints from PPG Industries.
Wherever you see me. The Pittsburgh Paints Peacock.
Don't forget home baked at your house. Bake Pillsbury.
Look out! It's Raid!
Hello, Dudley.
This is Inspector Fenwick. I want you to go and find little Nell.
Hi there. I'm an undeer.
And I'm what?
I've been waiting for you. You with the teeth?
Sometimes we hide in shag carpet.
Three, five, four, five.
Hey, Green Giant! What's new besides ho, ho, ho?
That's what makes his rice dishes so original, Sprout. Oh, really? I'm so very impressed by you, Mr. Linda.
Once upon a time, a beautiful princess was looking for her Prince Charming. The only offer was a free wish for a kiss.
Stan Freeberg modestly presents the United States of America.
Hey, baby, we're shaking. Yeah, let me lay this line on you. If you need a little bread, you come right on down and see.
Or digging the sights and getting hungry.
So look for Kellogg's Fruit Loops. Follow your nose.
Gee, I don't know. I ain't ever done that before.
One day, Chicken Little was playing in the yard.
The sky is falling. The sky is falling, you know.
And don't forget, the next time you tune in Walt Disney, this is Ludwig van Dyck saying,
Nobody ever gave Mean Gene those dinners when I was a kid.
Please, you wouldn't take Squiddly Diddly, would you?
Hello from Muncie, Indiana, the sports capital of the world.
Say, they're really gonna love it. Small dog dinner. For smaller, choosier appetites. Mm-hmm.
That navel means they're good to eat, too, you dumb kid.
All us potato chips felt the same way when those new crunches moved in.
Because I'm building an all-chocolate world with the Nestle's all-chocolate house.
Yes, this is Boris Bedenov speaking. Don't forget to write.
And please, don't forget to call for the amazing Paul Frees.
Now, was that amazing or was that amazing? You know, it's funny because I've watched almost every single one of the cartoons that he did voices in, and I never realized until listening to this that that was Paul Frees doing the voices, because he didn't sound at all the same. He was definitely able to do amazing things with his voice. So that was, it brought back a lot of memories of a lot of the cartoons that I used to like to watch. And I had no idea that was him on Super Chicken. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering if he didn't do the voice of Fred, the lion, on Super Chicken. Because thinking back, it sounded very similar to his voice, so that may have been him. Okay, now what I've got next is I've got just the audio tracks of Monsanto's Mighty Microscope. Somebody pulled these from, I have no idea where they got them from, but these are the raw audio tracks before they were blended together with the sound effects and the music. So they're pretty cool, especially if you've ever ridden on that ride. It was where the Star Tours is now. That's where the ride used to be. It was sponsored, originally it was sponsored by Monsanto, and it was called Monsanto's Mighty Microscope. Then they changed it and called it Adventures Through Inner Space, and that's what it was when it closed. So here is the audio from the ride.
Welcome to an adventure through inner space. Through Monsanto's Mighty Microscope, you will journey into the incredible universe found within a tiny fragment of a snowflake. I am the first person to make this fabulous journey. Suspended in the timelessness of inner space are the thought waves of my first impressions. They will be our only source of contact once you pass beyond the limits of normal magnification. Am I truly passing beyond the magnification limits of even the most powerful microscope? Can I be shrinking beyond the smallness of a tiny snowflake? Surely it must be my imagination. And yet, how is it that this tiny bit of crystal towers above me like an enormous wall of solid ice? Indeed, I am becoming smaller and smaller. From this tiny viewpoint, I see that nothing is solid. All matter must be penetrable. I have lost all sense of direction. What compelling force draws me into this mysterious darkness? Can this be the threshold of inner space? What are these strange spheres? Have I reached the universe of the molecule? Yes, these must be water molecules, H2O. They vibrate in such an orderly pattern because this is water frozen into the solid state of matter. I see now that it is the orbiting electrons that give the atom its fuzzy appearance. And still I continue to shrink until I am able to pierce the wall of this oxygen atom. Electrons are dashing about me like so many fiery comets. Can I possibly survive? I am so infinitely small now that the orbiting electrons of this tiny speck of snowflake crystal appear like the Milky Way of our own familiar world. And there is the nucleus. Do I dare enter the unknown vastness of its inner space? No, it is better that I return to the realm of the molecule before I am tempted to go on shrinking forever. How strange. The molecules are so active now. That can only mean that the snowflake is beginning to melt.
Snowflake melting. Stand by for re-entry.
M-scope counting. Minus 10 million. 9 million. 8.
Automobiles back on visual. Six. Continue re-entry procedure.
Osculoscope scanning.
Thermotaxis affirmative.
All phases normal.
Welcome back to our familiar world of comfort and convenience. In our display area, you will see modern miracles created by rearranging the molecules of not only water, but of air, coal, petroleum, and many other raw materials. This is Monsanto.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Miracles from Molecules. Please watch your step as you exit from the automobile.
Well, that little bit of voice at the tail end of that last recording was not Paul Frees. I'm not sure who it was, but it was not Paul Frees. Now, the next audio I've got for you is Paul Frees doing the raw voice tracks for The Haunted Mansion. You'll hear, if you listen closely, the director telling him when he was running a little too long or a little too short or to laugh differently and so forth and so on. Now, Mr. Frees makes a politically incorrect statement early on in this, but this was recorded a long time ago, so I'll cut him a little slack. So, on with this audio.
KU-6905.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight.
Next, this opening paragraph sounds a little rushed, and he's got plenty of time.
It seemed rushed to me. Yeah, I think you can play with that a little bit more, Paul.
How much time more do I have?
Oh, you got another 5 seconds, 8 seconds.
Oh, that's like giving whiskey to an Indian. God bless you. I don't want to even want the money today. Take two. Strike that last part.
I'm glad we're recording that last line.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Slates.
All right, 6905, take two.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight.
How's that on time?
He's half a second over, but it's not.
That's all right. That's fine.
Next.
Okay. Do it once more and kind of whisper this deathly still.
Then for any cut.
I don't think there's any need to, KU is 6906.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the haunted mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Our tour begins here in this gallery, here where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Your cadaverous pallor betrays pastoral fine rude festebinekat vol. Take two from Welcome Foolish Mortals. I may as well give you another one, right? You want it.
Sounded very good.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the haunted mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Our tour begins here in this gallery, here where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone, because there's no turning back now.
It's about 6 seconds over, actually.
I had to add the laugh.
That's good.
Is it all right?
I've got time to play there.
All right. Continuing.
Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Later. Now, look alive, and we'll continue our little tour. And let's all stay together, please.
Take two.
I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. The real chills come later. And now, look alive, and we'll continue our little tour. And let's all stay together, please.
Good. Give us one more on that phone.
Oh, I didn't mean... Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here. But there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers? If you insist on lagging behind, you may not need to volunteer.
5 seconds over.
Good. Stretch the show. That was good.
That was good.
Huh? Yeah. So I'll try the same thing a bit faster. Mm-hmm. Take two.
Oh, watch the creepy crypts. Make sure it comes out right.
Yes. Creepy old crypts.
There are several prominent ghosts, and kindly watch your step.
Take two.
And now a carriage approaches to take you into the boundless realm of the supernatural. Take your
loved ones by the hand, please, and kindly watch your step. Oh, yes, and no flash pictures, please. We spirits are frightfully sensitive to bright lights. Take two. Oh, yes, and no flash pictures, please. We want our best in gloomy darkness, so remember, no flash pictures, please.
Okay, now we go to the critical part.
Now you're in the carts, now you see, and you hear this voice coming from...
Very softly. Yeah. Do not pull down... Take two. Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you. And heed this warning. The spirits will materialize only if you remain quietly seated at all times.
2 seconds over.
Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you. And heed this warning. The spirits will materialize only if you remain quietly seated at all times.
Okay.
We find it delightfully unlivable here in this ghostly retreat.
I got a thing.
We find it delightfully unlivable here in this ghostly retreat. Every room has wall-to-wall creeps and hot and cold running chills. Shh! Listen.
I want to do
it. Right on the ragged edge. Maybe we better do another
one. All right. Take three.
We find it delightfully unlivable here in this ghostly retreat. Every room has wall-to-wall creeps and hot and cold running chills. Shh! Listen.
Let's cut a minute. KU 6908.
The happy haunts are received a Faldrick numbed. Two. The happy haunts are...
Three.
The happy haunts have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize for a swinging wake, and they'll be expecting me. See you all a little later.
Now you can stretch it out of here.
Four.
The happy haunts have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize for a swinging wake. They'll be expecting me. See you all a little later.
Just give us one more reading, Paul. The timing's okay now.
I hit the materialize a little strong.
Five.
The happy haunts have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize for a swinging wake. They'll be expecting me, so see you all a little later.
I don't like that, so.
Five, six.
The happy haunts have received your sympathetic vibrations and are beginning to materialize for a swinging wake, and they'll be expecting me. See you all a little later.
Okay, good.
Ah, there you are, and just in time. There's a little matter I forgot to mention. You must beware of hitchhiking haunts.
Time's okay.
All right.
So is the reading. Mm-hmm. All right. Want another one, just for fun?
Will haunt you until you return. Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home. Alternate. Recording script.
Let's cut a minute and get this on a different point.
Yeah, let's also cut for a minute.
Mm-hmm. 8-69-10.
Please do not touch the safety bar. I will lower it for you. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the haunted mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. As we journey to our rendezvous with the supernatural, I must insist you remain seated at all times. And please, no flash pictures. Ghosts are frightfully sensitive to bright lights.
We better pick up about a half a second.
Two. As we journey to our rendezvous with the supernatural, I must insist you remain seated at all times. And please, no flash pictures. Ghosts are frightfully sensitive to bright lights. Okay. Our library is well stocked with priceless first editions. Only ghost stories, of course. And marble busts of the greatest ghost writers the literary world has ever known.
Timing's okay. Throw that only ghost stories, of course. Throw it away a little more, Paul.
All right. Our library is well stocked with priceless first and de tour, yeah.
Final arrangements, give it a
couple. Take two. Well, if you should decide to join us, final arrangements may be made at the end of the tour. A charming ghostess will be on hand to take your application. Lurking at your side is an unseen ghost, gently pushing you back into your carriage, urging you to stay.
Okay, have a little more fun with it this time.
You mean stretch it? Take two. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return. Now, I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
I love that voice. All right, now I got a little audio that I dug up, again on YouTube, of course. That's the source for most good audio these days. And this is of Paul Frees doing a bit of voiceover work on The War of the Worlds, 1953 science fiction film. Now, for quite a long time, I thought it was somebody else. His voice bears a very strong resemblance to Orson Welles' voice, and I at one time thought Orson Welles had done the narration, but nope, it's Paul Frees, so here we go with that.
In the First World War, and for the first time in the history of man, nations combined to fight against nations using the crude weapons of those days. The Second World War involved every continent on the globe, and men turned to science for new devices of warfare, which reached an unparalleled peak in their capacity for destruction. And now, fought with the terrible weapons of super science, menacing all mankind and every creature on Earth, comes the War of the Worlds.
We stop those two busybodies cold. Now on to the hardest part of Indy's plan.
And that is?
We going to take Washington.
Darling, that's not hard.
No.
Look at headline.
Boston takes Washington 7-2.
Anybody can take Washington.
Wait till next year. Come on, Natasha. And
Now, I've got a clip right here that surprised me. It's a short little clip from the Beatles animated series with Paul Frees doing the voice of both John and George. This was a complete surprise to me. You could tell when you hear the voice that it's him, but I had no idea he had done that. So here we go with that.
The operator, she says I owe her £10.
You forgot to reverse the charges. If she wants £10, I'll give her £10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, that was some pretty interesting audio. I really enjoyed putting that together. I spent quite a bit of time on YouTube looking for all of that. Because when you bring up audio files, you frequently end up with things that aren't exactly what it is you're looking for, as I'm sure you've experienced. But if you can sift through the garbage, you can get a lot of good audio. And I think quite a bit of this was unique. I hope you enjoyed it. One thing I wanted to mention to you is that I purchased my tickets to Mickey's Halloween party. And I wanted to let you know that if you can go on a night other than a Friday night, you could save a lot of money. The tickets are $15 cheaper if you go on a non-Friday. Unfortunately, Friday works out the best for me, so I'm going to be there on a Friday, October the 7th. If you are listening to the show and would like to run into us out there, you are more than welcome to. Just drop me an email at podketeer@earthlink.net. And I'll be happy to let you know where we'll be hanging around so you can touch base with us. That's about it for the show this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed all the audio. Next week I'll be putting together another one of these Voices of Disneyland shows featuring Rex Allen, the voice of the Carousel of Progress. So you be sure to join us here again next week. And y'all have a magical Disney week.
The great caricature artwork on the Podketeer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podketeer.com. This show has been brought to you by the wonderful folks at Toys Etc. Please visit their website at www.toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
I'd just like to take a moment to again thank my friend Rick Moyer at MoyerMultimedia.com for taking the time to put together the theme song to the Podketeer podcast. If you need any voiceover work, or you need any kind of a theme song or music put together for a presentation or for your company or for a podcast, you look Rick up. He could not be more helpful. His name is Rick Moyer, and the name of his website is MoyerMultimedia.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you!
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.